Hi, this is a dedication for Janice Edward, JaniceEdwards. Janice Edwards, date of birth is 1/26/1962. Date of accident is 4/8/2023. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation today on 6/18/2025. She was last seen on 2/19/2025. She hasn't come to be seen since then. We called a couple times and there was no response. Finally, her caseworker responded and she was able to come today. She reported that she has been involved in an automobile accident on 4/8/2023, where she was rear-ended at an intersection in Roseville near I-696 and Gresham near 11 mile. The impact had caused her mild headaches, but no TBI symptoms. Allegedly, she started having pain in the lower back and some pain in the neck, with numbness and tingling of the right foot. He reports 50% improvement at this time from the chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, and all other treatments. She's going to be seeing Dr. Toh, T like Tom, O-E, who is a spine surgeon at DMC on March 4th, 2025. Sorry, she saw Dr. Toh. She also was involved in an automobile accident on 3/3/2025. This is the second accident, and according to her, that's why she could not come and visit us. She is following up with Dr. Toh. The next appointment is on 7/1/2025. She had a tire rod which broke down, and then she hit the median. The car did not flip, and car was not totaled. She was a restrained driver. The airbag did not deploy, and the accident happened on I-94. And she was in the DMC hospital for 5 days for this accident. This accident happened on March 3rd, 2025. A CT scan MRI had been done, and she had a surgery for the lumbar spine. She is seeing Dr. Ford for neuropsych at this time, according to the caseworker, and she is stable. At this time, she reports that her pain varies from 4 to 9 in the area of the lower back mostly, and no neck pain is reported. ADLs are affected 4. 80% relief is reported in here by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. She has no headaches and no symptoms of TBI, only anxiety and mild issues with the sleeping. Please review the additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. She has recovered from the lumbar surgery. She is seeing Dr. Toh for the issue. No deficits are reported, healing very well. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 122 over 80. Pulse is 79. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visits dated 2/19/2025, dictation number 0330-024, except that there is a scar in the lumbar spine area posteriorly, 3 inches long scar in the midline, covering L4, L5, and S1. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue all the treatments. She has been provided the continuation of the medication, which is Celebrex, Flexeril. Celebrex is provided 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Essifex 20 mg twice a day. Ultram 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pains. She does have some numbness and tingling of the right foot toes. Lunesta is provided for as a sleeping pill. Physical therapy is continuing once a week. The doctor toe will differ and he may order a different schedule for physical therapy. I'm working on my old accident dated 4/8/2023. According to that accident, once a week is enough. The new accident was not reported to me, and so I'm not considering that March 3rd accident at this time in the protocol. He remains disabled. Also, transportation and case management are also ordered for her. Thank you.